Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is WBUR. I'm Bob Oakes. The Harvard and Northeastern University men's basketball teams get their spin at the big dance today. Northeastern is up first. It'll play Notre Dame this afternoon. Harvard takes on the University of North Carolina tonight. Both local schools are big underdogs in the tournament, and with us to talk more about their chances is Kyle Draper of Comcast Sportsnet New England. Thanks for joining us, Kyle.
No problem, Bob. It's the most wonderful time of the year, that's what I say.
Let's start with Harvard. It's the Crimson's fourth year in a row in this tournament. What's going on over there that's getting Harvard to the big dance frequently lately?
Well, you got to credit Tommy Amaker, like you said, four straight NCAA tournament appearances. And their tournament actually started a week early, having to beat Yale in that playoff game. But, you know, you got to give Tommy a lot of credit. Just the system that he has in place with these guys and the way he has these players playing here over these last 4 years. They're buying in. They're very good this season defensively, I think, is what they're hanging their hat on. The offense, not as strong, but now this team is tournament tested. I mean, you got some veteran leaders on this team, and so I think this team is tournament tested, and you got to give Tommy a lot of credit.
How do you rate your chances, and how do they stack up against UNC, North Carolina?
Well, Bob, it's going to be a tough test. Let's just be honest. You know, North Carolina is, you know, a top 20 team in the country, made it to the ACC championship game. With that being said, Harvard's won their first opening game the last couple of years. And so I think the key for Harvard today is, A, not turn the ball over, because North Carolina excels off turnovers. And I don't think you want to get into a track meet with these guys. If you're Harvard, you want to keep the game in the 50s. If you can do that, I think you have a chance.
All right, let's talk about Northeastern University. Their first time in the tournament in nearly a quarter century. They're going against Notre Dame. Seems like a real David versus Goliath matchup, is it?
Oh, yeah, it really is. And because I'm a huge Notre Dame fan of this team that Mike Bray has this year, Bob. When you look at their tournament resume, winning the ACC championship, also beating, you know, North Carolina twice, Duke twice, Louisville. And so I think for Northeastern, the key is the same. I mean, you cannot turn the ball over. Notre Dame is one of the top offensive teams in the league in terms of offensive execution. And I consider this a successful season already for Northeastern in the tournament for the first time since 91.
So a Northeastern win would be a big upset. How do you rate their chances?
Well, I think it would be a shock. I mean, when you look at the 3 versus 14 matchup, we've seen historically over the last few years, you know, somebody pull off an upset in that kind of matchup. I just think Notre Dame is so battle-tested this year. Like I mentioned, the teams that they've beat. And I think, you know, historically Notre Dame has had trouble in the opening weekend under Mike Bray over the last 15 years or so. But I think they're a really good team. I would give Harvard a better chance of knocking off North Carolina than Northeastern.
Kyle Draper of Comcast Sportsnet New England, thanks a lot for speaking to Morning Edition. Appreciate it again.
All right, no problem, Bob. Thanks.